Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right. She has to have a really tough conversation with her husband this weekend because they had a plan going into their life, and now she's changed everything, and she knows this is going to be kind of ugly over the weekend. Kristen's got the email.
Burt Show, I hope you're all doing great. I'm hoping to ask for some advice. A year ago, I became a mom. Yes, it's been a huge blessing. However, it has also been incredibly challenging.
Well, that is one way to put it.
Pregnancy and motherhood have been far tougher than I ever anticipated, and it's left me realizing something important. I don't want more kids. One child has stretched me thin, and I've come to understand my limits. I've never fully grasped the toll that pregnancy and raising a child would take on me, mentally, physically, emotionally. The sleepless nights, the constant worrying, the sacrifices, it's all been overwhelming. I love my little one more than anything in the world, but I've reached a point where I know I can't go through this again. I don't want to compromise my well-being or the well-being of my family by taking on more than I can handle. I've put a lot of thought into this decision, and I know it's the right one for me. Now comes the hardest part, telling my husband. We've always talked about having a bigger family. I know he won't be happy with my change of plans. I know this conversation won't be easy. I'm hoping for some advice on how to tell him. I'm sure other couples have had a disagreement about kids and family size. I'd love to know how they've worked through it. Maureen.
Well, I feel like your husband
has
had...
How would you guys take to that?
I feel like your husband has to have noticed how this has affected you. I mean, if you're saying this has stretched you so thin to where you want to change your future plans for kids, like I'm assuming he has noticed at some point that this is a lot harder than you guys both expected. So I don't think this will come as a complete shock. And I don't think he's going to be as unprepared for this conversation than you think.
Yeah, so that first year is very hard. At least it was for myself and for my husband. Thankfully, I didn't have to deal with any postpartum depression or anxiety. I just, as far as the sleep deprivation, the toll it took on my and my husband's relationship. And like, we even talked about this in studio the other day with Bert, and I don't even think it was on air. I think it was off air. Like, you know, it's going to be hard. Like, you're responsible for another human being, but it's just, it's baffling that you don't fully comprehend how hard it's going to be. So I feel like right now I am validating your feelings. You're only a year in, and that first year is tough. I think you are honest with your husband about your feelings right now, but to make that hard press, this is how it's going to be in the future, give yourself time to deal with the postpartum feelings and emotions and visit this like in another couple years, you know, and you might feel differently. And if you don't, that's okay too. But it's not fair to your husband not to involve him in this process and in your mindset, in your thinking, just so you guys are on the same page together.
Yeah, just to echo Kristen's sentiment, that first year it's amazing, but also hell on earth as you get used to it. And I would go ahead and get yourself checked for postpartum depression, just in case anyway, just to make sure. But if you really don't want to have more kids, then don't. Like, don't let anybody talk you into it. But again, I've been there, and now I have a almost 4-year-old, and it does get easier as they get older for some kids. My younger one is like insane and crazy. Love him. But so here's the thing. Like, I just told my husband, because we were thinking about a third, and I just told him, I'm done. I'm done. I don't want any more. It's just because it's too much and it is so hard. And a lot of people don't realize your postpartum period can last up to 7 years now, is what new research is showing. And anyway, you have built-in time because they recommend you wait at least a year and a half before having another kid to let your body fully recover. You're not even there yet. So medically, no one is going to recommend that you try and get pregnant again so soon. So like Kristen said, you got a couple of years. Wait till your kid's three. I have friends who have eight-year-olds who just had a newborn, and it's fantastic because they can balance both. So just because it's no right now, and you can say that it's no right now, doesn't mean it has to be no forever, and it's okay if it is.
I would just add this to what they're saying, because I totally think what they're saying is great advice. As the guy here, I would just like a heads up that at least you're having those thoughts now, and give yourself, because if you tell me that we're done without, and we've never had a conversation about it, I'm floored by that. But at least now you can bring up what Cassie and Kristen said and at least say, these are the thoughts I'm having. I don't know how real they are. And then circle back in a year when you really have some clarity. Does that make any sense?
It makes total sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Get it. The Burt Show.